Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, the Tickler would like to congratulate Michael Wilbon. He is this year's inductee into the Tool of the Week Hall of Fame. You know, Kim Jong-un beat up Bill Parcells. It's huge news, Leroy. It was brought to you by Florida Lumber, more than just lumber. He will be enshrined in the studio in the rafters real, real soon. So, we are at the Seminal Hard Rock Poker Room, as we are each and every Friday. This is very exciting. The number one contender of the world, UFC 225, is coming up. There's going to be a championship fight between Colby Covington and Rafael Dos Anjos for the interim welterweight championship. And Colby is kind enough to join us here at the table. Thanks for joining us, Colby. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
How is training going? Are you you feeling good just a couple weeks out?
Dude, I feel better than ever, man. I'm ready to go get my belt. You know, this isn't the interim title. This is the undisputed title. There's a reason they made this title, because Tyron Woodley's been ducking me. So, you know, I feel amazing. I'm ready to go get my crown.
Were you surprised that he didn't want to get a fight with you? Because, you know, Tyron's been very active, and now all of a sudden we haven't seen him in action very much.
I wouldn't say he's been active. You know, he's had his claim is, I fought four times in 1 year. If you go look at his resume, he's fought four times in the last 3.5 years, and that's not fake news. So you can go look that up. But I'm not surprised. You know, we used to train together. He knows what I'm made of, so he knows he can't stop me. So, you know, he's over in Hollywood gossiping about the Kardashians. He doesn't want to come back and defend his crown. He knows what time it is. It's my time now.
Colby trains locally here at American Top Team in Coconut Creek. As far as this year has been for you, this has been a bit of a rocket on your back. People are really talking about you more. There's been a lot more headlines with Colby Covington around it. What's this been like for you, man? There's been a lot more attention. Have you been enjoying it? Has it been a different experience? What has this experience been like?
You know, this is everything I imagined. You know, as soon as I got in the sport, you know, I knew what I was capable of. I was training with the best guys in the world at American Top Team right up the road in Coconut Creek. So, you know, I knew my skills, and I knew that I was going to have a target on my back in a short matter of time, and that's what I do, you know. That's what I have right now. Everybody's talking about me. Everybody wants to, whether it's negative or positive, all they're doing is talking about me. So, you know, it is what it is. It comes with the territory.
Have you been okay with the negative stuff? Because you don't seem afraid of ruffling the feathers. I explained to Leroy, like, I don't understand. Like, Colby, you were originally like, it was rumored that you were going to fight in Brazil. And it seemed like everybody's reaction to that, well, that's a very poor idea because he just angered everybody out there. What was the talks there? Was it a chance you were going to fight there and they pulled back on it? Or was the plan always Chicago and that was just rumors?
The Masters wanted me dead and they said they were going to kill me before I made it to the Octagon. So, you know, I didn't care, man. I wanted to go put on a show for Brazil. I'm the king of Brazil now, so. You know, I wanted to go bring the chaos back to Brazil.
Kinda.
What was your reaction though? Because like out of this thing with Brazil, there was like an incident at the hotel with the UFC employees. Like, how did you interpret that? Because I know everybody was upset with your comments and saying Brazil's full of filthy animals, but as soon as they go back there, there's a bad incident around the hotel.
Yeah, it kind of reiterates what I was talking about. You know, they are filthy animals. They acted and conduct themselves like filthy animals. You're not a filthy animal unless you think you're a filthy animal and you say you're a filthy animal. So, you know, it was everything that I said. You know, I heard that they didn't have the internet and they didn't know I was on the card. So they were actually looking for me, but they weren't able to find me. So they were like, okay, we'll just get some UFC officials instead.
You've been having fun with this, though, Colby. Like, you being in the spotlight like this, like, I was explaining to Leroy, like, this guy, he's going out there. He's getting people riled up with the spoilers. That I think is a fantastic because I don't care about Star Wars or Avengers, but I know Leroy. It's Leroy's favorite. It's a lot of guys in our show.
I already saw it. Like, I'm good.
So he's good. But you're like,
I'm good.
Are you going out and seeing Star Wars? Are you getting fed the spoilers? Like, how is that idea coming to fruition? Because you know this is going to anger a lot of people.
Yeah, I just go on the web. You know, all the spoilers, they come out early. You know, they come out.
So you don't even watch the movie?
Nah, I don't even watch it.
Let me get you straight. So you pissing off everybody about movies that you haven't even seen?
Exactly.
Like, not even a shot. It's like, opening day, 9 a.m. Yeah. It's been in the drafts. It's done been in drafts, ready to go. Got that one, Robbie. Colby's going to be fighting in June. He's taking on Rafael Dos Anjos. How do you see this matchup with Rafael? Do you find this to be more challenging than Tyron, or no different? You're focusing on yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely a bigger challenge to Tyrone. He has a lot of cardio in the tank. He just went five rounds with Robbie Lawler, and he beat up Robbie Lawler for five rounds. So he showed he has cardio. That's no joke. You know, not a lot of people have done that to Robbie Lawler. So, you know, Tyrone Woodley doesn't have a lot of gas. I've trained with him, and he quits around round one or one, two. He's real explosive. He has a lot of power, but after that first or second round, he slows down, and he's really predictable. You know, he has a right hand. So it's a little tougher matchup, but, you know, it's an easy matchup because, you know, what he's good at is what I'm better at, and what he's not good at is what I'm the best at. So, you know, I'm going to take him into deep waters. I'm going to drown him, and I'm going to do it at the United Center, the same place that Michael Jordan plays. I'm cut from the same cloth as Michael Jordan. So it's going to be a dunk competition at the United Center on pay-per-view.
Oh, man. As far as training camp is concerned, like, is there anything you want to bring that's new to the table, or you're finding just what you're good at? Like, how do you prepare any differently when it is a fight of this stakes?
Yeah, I've been preparing a lot different. It's a five-round fight now, so I have to have my cardio in check. So I've been putting a lot of extra rooms in the bedroom now. So, you know, you got to keep my cardio up.
So you don't sign to the old fighter myth of abstinence during fight camp. You are opposite on that side.
No, I'm completely opposite, man. That's a lot of cardio, a lot of testosterone pumping when you're in the bedroom. So I got to make sure I keep that high.
Colby, I wanted to get your take on this because I know you've been a little bit chatty with John Jones on Twitter from time to time. What do you make of him and Chuck Liddell? Chuck Liddell and John Jones is a new rivalry that's stirred up on social media, and John's being quite disrespectful to the old legend. What do you have you been seeing this, and what do you make of it?
You know, I don't really make anything of it. Chuck Liddell's out of the game now. He's been retired. You know, he's not coming back to fight in the UFC. You know, before he left the UFC, he'd been knocked out a couple of times. So he is a legend. Much respect to Chuck Liddell. But, you know, John's just trying to keep his name hot. You know, he's in hot water right now. He's been cheating. He's been lying. He's been doing steroids. He's been partying. So he's just trying to use something to get his name back in the media and get people talking about him. And that's what this is doing.
We were just having this discussion because we were talking about some of the baseball players that got in pop for steroids. From you as a fighter's perspective, how do you look at the whole thing? Because it's been an interesting time. You've had USADA clean up the sport. This was a time you know, where it was rampant with TRT, and it was kind of the wild west of things. As a fighter, when you have to craft your body as efficiently as possible, do you think some is okay, none is okay? Where do you stand on that line with PEDs?
I'm completely against it. I'm the cleanest fighter in the game. I've never taken anything. I mean, my supplements is water. That's all I do. So, you know, it's not fair to people like me. You know, he's gotten all that big money on the pay-per-view, all the big money. I've worked my ass off. I've done this the hard way. I built it up the promotional way. I've been an entertainer in and out of the octagon. So, you know, it's not fair. You know, he's gotten paid the big bucks, and I feel like he did it the wrong way. He cheated. You know, he did steroids, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? You know, that's the game.
How often do you go into a fight and you look across the cage and you're like, that guy's gassed up? I know that there's something that's not on the level with that guy. Has that happened to you before?
That's happened a couple of times. Yeah, and I've noticed it in that first round where they just feel like a rock. Like, I'll hit their stomach, I'll kind of feel their shoulders, and they just feel like a rock boulder. But, you know, I know that my cardio is better than those guys. So, you know, you just get them into a high-paced fight, and eventually they're going to break.
We're talking to Colby Covington. He's going to be fighting for what he's saying is the title, fighting for the welterweight title at UFC 225, June 9th in Chicago. Really, really exciting. That card's going to have CM Punk on it. So that is good for you in some ways because he is going to bring pay-per-view buys. But what do you make of a guy like CM Punk who is getting his second fight? He's going to be on the pay-per-view. You cool with that? Do you think he should get a place in the game? How do you see that situation?
You know, they're trying to bring in attention. They're trying to get buys, you know. So CM Punk, you know, he's a fake as it is. You know, he stole all his moves from Kenta in pro wrestling. So, you
know,
a lot of people don't know that, but that's where he got all his professional wrestling moves. Look that up. WWE stole all his moves from Kenta. So CM Punk, he's a fake. He's a fraud. He's going to get exposed in Chicago.
We hear that you come here a lot, the Seminole Hard Rock. Like, you do a lot of poker playing? Is that like how you blow off steam when you're not training and punching people in the face?
Yeah, I like to come to Hard Rock. I love to play Texas Hold'em. I play a lot of tournaments, a lot of cash games. You know, it just kind of keeps my mind away from fighting, and you know, I live fighting every
you
single
gotta
day.
You got to be patient, man, to play poker, man.
You play?
A little bit.
Yeah, he's big time in it.
Here's the problem with me and poker. I can't sit for an hour and not get a hand.
Yeah.
So I'll get up and leave.
I
because you can sit. You can literally go and say, you know what? I'm gonna play poker here. I got about 4 hours. I'm gonna get into it. You know, don't matter how much money while I'm playing, I'm just gonna play for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And after an hour, you haven't played a hand.
It's true.
And the patient guys can still do it. I can't.
Yeah.
You're obviously not afraid to talk when it comes to your opponents. Like, do you talk trash at the table a lot, or are you in your own head? How do you work that?
Yeah, I'm very quiet at the table. If you ask any of these poker players, I never say like anything who I am. Guys will yell at me when I beat them in hands. They'll be like, "Oh, you up, bro?" And I just put my. That's why I wear my music. I have my headphones.
Sure.
You know, I just listen to my music. And I'm just like, I act like I don't hear it. You know, but guys will try and cuss me out and say things, and I just stay quiet. You know, I don't ever say anything. If I lose, I get up and I walk away like a real man.
Well, man, we're gonna be rooting for you.
Yes.
Obviously, you're training down here locally.
Yes.
You come here regularly. We're here every single Friday. We're gonna be rooting you on, and
thanks.
Hopefully, you'll have a big old strap of gold around your waist in 3 weeks' time. Maybe you come out here and show it off to us, flaunt it to the room here.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun, man. So best of luck to you against Dos Anjos, and
thanks,
we'll be
lot.
Watching for sure.
And go see a movie.
Okay.
Man, go see if you're going to spoil it for me, at least watch the movie.
Okay, all right.
That's Colby Covington. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.